You are locked in to Locked On Badgers, joined by Ben Kenny. My name is Asher Lowe, bringing you all things Wisconsin basketball and football on the Locked On Podcast Network. You can find Locked On Badgers wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Google. You can find Locked On Badgers on Twitter at Locked On Badgers. You can find us on Twitter at ALOW_33 at Ben Z Kenny. This is the show that brings you the insider, former student perspective filled with stats, special guest, all things Wisconsin Badger athletics. And yes, it is game week. As I said, it is Penn State week. It's week one, and we are starting off game week number one with Wisconsin football bold predictions. Ben has a list. I have a list. They're not all positive. I have some negative ones, Ben. I know with your takes coming out in this year, I feel like they'll all be positive, knowing what I know about your takes on BadgersWire.com, where we write for USA Today Sports, or here on the Locked On Badgers podcast. But mine, I have some up and down ones.
I mean, that was a loaded start to the episode. First, I am unbelievably amped up. We are talking about an oncoming football game. And it even last year didn't feel like I didn't get that excitement that I have right now. But loaded week this week, I ran through it at the end of our episode last week. Today, we're doing bold predictions. Ben Stevens is back on Tuesday. Woo! Wednesday, we are going through our official season predictions for Big Ten West, East, champion, all that good stuff. Thursday, with Kevin McGuire, Penn State team preview. And Friday, keys to the game, players to watch, all that good stuff. Now that you mention it with the bold predictions, mine aren't negative. But honestly, I didn't really think to go negative.
I am playing that role today. Also, if you're wondering at home, why didn't they do the season preview before Nebraska and Illinois played? Because that's not a real game.
Because it doesn't matter. Hey, I stayed true to my word. I did write my season prediction, and Nebraska was slated probably a little bit too high, and I was wrong. But let's talk about that game for a second.
All right, now that Ben is 0-for-1 with predictions, let's get into our bold predictions.
How cool though is Brett Bielema back in the Big Ten?
Hey, I was rooting for Brett. I was rooting for Brett in Illinois in that game. I just love the Scott Frost disaster that Nebraska's been over the last few years. I think it's a hilarious storyline, and I think it just gets better and better somehow.
Tim Brando.
His preseason press conferences are always the same. His postgame press conferences are always the same. It's just awesome.
Dude, Tim Brando said in 2018, he's like, yeah, he'll be contending for national championships in 3 years.
Well.
Team can't even beat Illinois. All right, let's get bold.
And by the way, they play one of the toughest Big East schools next week in Fordham. That's a mid-major madness. That's a mid-major madness joke. That's a very niche Twitter joke. But yeah, Fordham and Nebraska next week. Wow, what a matchup. Let's get into our bold predictions. Wisconsin football starting off their season on Saturday against the Penn State Nittany Lions. Ben, start us off with your first bold prediction. We'll go back and forth here. Like I said, we each have a list. And they're all different. They're all interestingly unique, and they're bold.
I didn't even think to go negative because I was just thinking what crazy stuff could happen in the positive direction. Whatever. My first one. Now, this is going to relate back to 2019, but prediction one, Kendrick Pryor, starting wide receiver, goes for 1,200 yards and 8 or 9 touchdowns. Why do I talk about 2019? Because Asher, Quintez Cephas that year, 900, that was him and Jack Cohn were the lethal connection. Now he's on the Lions. 900 yards and 8 touchdowns. And he had like the best Wisconsin wide receiver season in years. And bold prediction one is that Pryor overtakes that, because we saw against Illinois a glimpse of what him and Mertz could be. In that first half, he was automatic, short range, mid range, long range. Give a full season, hopefully with health. And if Wisconsin's passing attack becomes explosive, that benchmark is in reach. But we have to, when we go bold, you have to go bold, you know? We're not going to come on here and say, bold prediction, Wisconsin wins the national championship, because that's not going to happen.
We also are not going to go, oh, Wisconsin wins the Big Ten West. That's not bold. They're the favorite to win the Big Ten West. We're trying to be extremely bold here, Ben. We're trying to be extremely bold. But, like you said, not too insane.
All right, go negative.
Here we go. First one is negative. Wisconsin loses to Penn State, but then wins out. Is it negative or is it positive? Who knows?
I would call that unbelievably positive.
Yes. but it also started with Wisconsin losing to Penn State. So here's my thinking here. I think this Penn State team is going to be really good this year. I think they're going to bounce back in a big way. They have a ton of seniors on defense. James Franklin's a guy that, unlike Scott Frost, has proven himself at this level, built consistent winners at this level, and is a guy I personally trust to right the ship for Penn State. Sean Clifford's the name. Sean Clifford's the name to think about. I know you're high on Sean Clifford, Ben. I think that this is a good chance for him to play well after the struggles of last year, the turnovers that were a problem last year. Yes, Wisconsin can force turnovers, but I think week one, after months and months, Sean Clifford's going to be ready for this. He's has a ton of experience, which helps playing on the road. It's not all great experience. It wasn't last year. Like I said, could not take care of the football. It led to Will Levis playing quite a bit. He's now transferred out. It is Sean Clifford's team again, no doubt about it. And I think he steps up in week one. But I think Wisconsin bounces back in a huge way, wins out. I actually think this is the toughest game on Wisconsin's schedule. Week one, Penn State, you know, week one game in general, always tough to come out strong, always tough to be at your best. But playing a quality opponent at Penn State against Penn State, I don't think any of the road games are insanely tough this year. Minnesota's not easy. Notre Dame neutral site, obviously not easy. But to me, this is the toughest game on Wisconsin's schedule. It's right off the bat. But Wisconsin goes 11-1. The lone loss will come this Saturday.
I agree threefold. And when you look at Penn State, and we'll get into their team specifically, but they have a similar profile to Wisconsin coming in. Same quarterback situation of we've seen really good from him. We've also seen really bad. Last year sucked for many reasons. And the profile says they're going to rebound. So I'm with you. Prediction number two, because I'm going to stay on the positive side. And I wanted to go more into the players specifically. Now, last year, I called before the season that Jake Ferguson would lead the team in catches and receiving yards, which there were a lot of variables behind that happening with receivers going down and no one else pretty much playing on the outside except for Chimera Dike. But that did happen. This year, I think he leads the conference in touchdowns. The Mertz-Ferguson red zone connection is unstoppable. And we know he is the best safety blanket in the middle of the field, honestly, everywhere.
I like it. I like it.
There are some studs around the conference that will light up the scoreboard and get up there in touchdowns. But if this Wisconsin passing offense is churning out and they don't have that insanely good runner inside the red zone, Jake Ferguson time.
I have a Jake Ferguson touchdown. It's not the same one as you, but I have a Jake Ferguson touchdown related one. So why don't I just go there right now?
Go.
Jake Ferguson has a 3-touchdown game.
All right.
Jake Ferguson has a 3-touchdown game, and I don't exactly know when it'll come.
Oh, I can tell you when it's going to come. It's going to come against Nebraska, who, even with their experience and talent, that was such a soft performance.
It was really soft. Really soft. Jake Ferguson had one last year, by the way. Although that game last year against Illinois was about as perfect of a game as Mertz can play. I don't know if he'll ever play a game like that again. That was just like literally ridiculousness. I don't know what got into him in week one last year. I don't know where that came from. And he never found that again. And players might never find a game like that again in their lives. The guy couldn't throw an incomplete pass. He was lobbing like that end of a half lob to the end zone. I mean, the 20 for 20 start, whatever it was.
I mean, yeah, but there was nobody running within 20 yards of Danny Davis. He was also playing.
No, he wasn't completing that throw in the week of the season.
I know, but he was facing a sieve of a defense.
He was facing a sieve of a defense, and it'll probably have to come against a sieve of a defense again, like a Nebraska. Yes, like a Nebraska. But Jake Ferguson has a 3-touchdown game once again this year. Today's episode is brought to you by Sweatblock. Sweatblock is the anti-perspirant wipe that keeps you dry all day long. Use it before you go to bed, and it is your little secret to confidence that next day, keeping you dry guaranteed. The dry shirt guarantee. Literally only using Sweatblock once or twice a week keeps you dry all week. No more picking your shirt based on which one will hide the sweat better. None of that. Get it today. 20% off at sweatblock.com. Promo code locked on. Capital L, capital O, locked on. Sweatblock.com, 20% off. You can also pick it up at your local CVS or at Amazon, but sweatblock.com gets you that 20% off discount code. with code Locked On. Getting back to our bowl predictions as we get ready for Wisconsin and Penn State and the Wisconsin football season here on a Monday on Locked On Badgers. Thank you for rolling on the Locked On Badgers hype train early in the week as we get ready for football. I'm going to go with one that I've already talked about, Ben, just real quick. And I'm going to remind people that a Built Bar mixed box is still on the line. BuiltBar.com, promo code Locked On. Built Bar mixed box is on the line. Protein bars, if Devin Chandler returns a kick to the house. I've already talked about this one, but he is taking a kickoff, much like David Gilreath from the three.
Which, as I tweeted, I think the reason Wisconsin beat writers love that play so much is not because it was an insanely ridiculous kick return, but it's because the student section was actually there when the game kicked off.
I'm sure Fayon Hicks is proud of that one. Devin Chandler to the house. Ben, take it away.
So as I've related with Kendrick Pryor and Quintez Cephas from a couple years ago, so in 2019, when Wisconsin's offense was really productive, Jonathan Taylor was obviously the dude, but Garrett Groshek was unbelievable in the receiving game. He was such a consistent force when you got into the third and long situations. He had 289 receiving yards during the year, and that's like he didn't play that many snaps. Now, he's obviously gone. Jalen Berger, Ches Malusi figuring to be the 1 and 2. And as we've talked about previewing their position, they're guys that haven't really produced in the receiving game much in their careers, yet I really think they both have the profile to do it a lot. And I think Paul Chryst will find ways to get them the ball because they're utterly talented when you give them the ball in the open field. All that said, when you look at 2019, Garrett Groshek and Jonathan Taylor, who – had 250 receiving yards, but they combined for around like 530, 540. I think Jalen Berger and Malusi could combine for 650, 700. If they really get going and it's a big part of the offense, it just makes Mertz's life easier.
Who do you like better as a receiver coming in?
Ches Malusi.
Why?
I've seen it at Clemson. He didn't get that many snaps. But he has shown some, both in the screen game and in general. I don't know. I just like his profile more. They're similar runners when it comes down to it. They're really athletic. They're fast. They're good in open space. We haven't seen them really carry the ball and carry a game yet. Berger kind of did it, but against Michigan last year. But Garrett Groshek was there too, and he still only got 15 carries. But something about Malusi and how he's what, 5'11", 200 pounds. Like, it feels like he's fast as hell, but he also runs bigger than his size. I don't know. I like it. And then there's the thing that we've mentioned with Berger's knee.
Yep. All right, Ben, I'm going negative before I finish out with a positive.
Ugh.
I'm going negative. And I've said this one before, both I think at BadgersWire.com and on this show a little bit. Wisconsin and Army is going to be a way closer game than anybody wants it to be. In fact, it's going to be a one possession game.
I don't think that's that bold when there will only be three possessions the entire four quarters.
Nice. Nice. Cha-ching. Army had a great 2020 year. Great. 9-3 after a really disappointing 5-8 year. And they play a style, as Ben is alluding to, with those three possessions. They play a style that you will not see at all the rest of the year. They play a style that you almost won't see across college football all year. They play really good defense, about 14 points allowed last year per game. They don't ever really throw the ball vertically much at all. In fact, I don't ever know what did Ben, did like the Naval, Army, like Air Force, did they all like make a pact that they were going to be the same team? That they were going to play the same way?
I don't know, but it makes the Army-Navy game that much better.
Because they all play essentially the same way. They run like crazy options. They only run the football, even with their quarterback, pretty much. They throw like weird jump passes. It's just wild to watch. They're always good defensively. And I think that they're just going to give Wisconsin, and this is why they can catch teams off guard. They did it to Michigan last year, I think. Was it Navy?
2 years ago.
Was it Navy? 2 years ago.
No, it was Army. They took Michigan Army, yep. Overtime.
Yep, that field goal, right? They had a chance to win, I think, with a field goal in regulation.
Yeah, but that's Michigan.
That is Michigan. But at the Big House, I mean, come on. Give them a little credit here.
Yeah, but we've seen Michigan get pushed off the ball by physical teams.
I agree. I think it's more the defense where Army hangs in, not the offense. I think it's more the defense that gives Wisconsin problems with their physicality, their speed, and their returners, because a 9-3 season, a defense that was near the top of the country last year, and I don't think Wisconsin is quite explosive enough to break this game open, because like you said, if Army puts together a drive on offense, it's going to take 7-8 minutes.
or more. Or it's going to take another, half an hour to or get 25. That score back. I don't think that'll be the case with that game, because I think this will be Jim Leonard's like utopia, most fun moment of his career, getting to scheme a way to stop that kind of offense. And I think he'll do it really well. I think Minnesota is the game that going into the season, not many will look at and think that it could be a loss, but I see a really sneaky loss there. It'll be Graham, and I guess you could call it bold, but it'll be Graham Mertz's first true road test. If we assume the Notre Dame game will be close-ish to 50-50, maybe 60-40 Notre Dame fans, but it's Mertz's first true road test. Muhammad Ibrahim has game-changing potential. And I think Minnesota, like PJ Fleck didn't forget how to coach. I think Minnesota bounces back this year, kind of like Wisconsin, that last year proves to not be a trend and more of an anomaly. I'm not going to say they're contending in the West, but what if Wisconsin has the West all locked up? They go to Minnesota, they're looking ahead to Ohio State, and they lay an egg. I think that is very possible.
So you guys actually can't see this because this is a podcast, not a video podcast. This is only on audio form, but Ben is actually rowing a boat right now. I'm looking at him watching right now, rowing a boat as I'm watching him like athlete. He's rowing a boat. He's just a Minnesota fan now, guys. He's been hyping him up all offseason now.
Literally, you told me to get bold.
Now he's putting on sunglasses like he's PJ Fleck. All right, we're going to talk about Built Bar. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar in the game, and Built Bar is also the official bar of David Gilreath returning a kick to the house. 9 delicious flavors. Built Bar has coconut almond, cherry raspberry, mint brownie, peanut butter brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, as well as some special seasonal flavors they always have in. But those 9 I just mentioned, you can get all 9 in a mixed box where you get 2 of each of the 9 flavors. The best part about all those bars, though, the flavors are great. The macros, possibly even better. 17 to 18 grams of protein, 130 to 180 calories per bar, 4 to 5 grams of sugar, only 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, all tasty, all healthy. Order today at BuiltBar.com using the promo code LOCKED15. BuiltBar.com, promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off your first order. BuiltBar.com, LOCKED15 is the code. Today's episode is also brought to you by BetOnline.ag, the official online sportsbook experts of the Locked On Podcast Network. BetOnline is the one place, the one-stop shop for all your college football betting. And it all starts, of course, this Saturday with Wisconsin-Penn State. Wisconsin -4.5. Unfortunately, you know where I stand on that. If you listen to the episode, I think Ben actually agrees with me that he'd take the points.
But there is a positive there. I am going to miss every single bet in college football this year. So I like Penn State +4.5. So if that tells you anything, it means Wisconsin covers.
BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Use promo code LOCKED ON for a 100% welcome bonus added to your first deposit. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Asher, I have a quick one before we get into ones that are real. And I'm not sure if I'm happy or scared about this, but I think I get verified this year. I think there is a solid chance during the football season that the Twitter gods show love, even though I don't know if I want it. Like, I want to be the token non-verified guy.
All right, Dave Portnoy. Like, cool.
No, it's not about that.
I think you're going to get verified very soon as well. I think you're going to get verified soon. It's in the air. I can feel it. I got one positive one, Ben. You have one left or two?
I have one.
Perfect. I got one, and it is positive, and it's a lot of fun. And I don't know if Ben's going to love it. Wisconsin is going to throttle Notre Dame. It's not going to be a close game. It's not going to be a close game. It is not going to be a relatively close game at all. I'm thinking 14-3 at the end of one, 21-7 at the end of the half, make it 35-10 at the end of three. It's over by jump around. And I don't know if we're jumping around at Soldier Field, but we'll see.
They probably will
jump around. And Wisconsin heads back home happy.
Not happening.
Notre Dame is big overrated this year.
They are, but like
I they're probably going to lose week one. They're probably going to lose week one.
No, I get the Army thing, whatever, but the Jack Cohn's not letting that happen. I think Wisconsin wins the game, but if they're not going to get blown out. I will also go positive, but more in the realm of possibility, if you will. I think this defense.
You don't think like a 28-point win versus Notre Dame is possible?
Not as much as some of the other things we've talked about.
Okay.
I really don't. And the blowout win that you could see that you might not expect could be Michigan. Probably.
I think a lot of people expect that after the last two years.
It could be Iowa, depending on how the teams are trending.
That I don't think it will be.
I don't think it'll be. It's not going to be Notre Dame. No way it's Notre Dame. But Asher, my last bold prediction, defense leads the conference in takeaways. You look last year, and I mean, this defense obviously was really good, but it was sneaky productive taking the ball away. Everyone talked about Indiana and their unbelievable knack for interceptions, fumbles, all that. Seven games last year, 12 takeaways from Jim Leonard's defense, and a lot of them didn't even matter because the offense gave it right back. But you look up and down the roster, you have two absolute studs, an inside linebacker that'll be all around the quarterback. I think Keanu Benton breaks out. They're going to play him. Like, if they shift their fronts, he's going to be a guy that can move to defensive end for a play. Like, he's just going to be on the field. And then Scott Nelson has shown an ability to hawk the ball while also being out of position occasionally. But the more experience, hopefully the better the positioning gets. It's a team that has sneaky potential to be really disruptive. They're obviously going to be good and sound like they normally are. But if you're talking like full disruptive plays, I could see it.
I like that one a lot. I like that one a lot. And yeah, Indiana was known for that last year. It was all the talk about how they train their players to rip the ball, to be on the football, to knock balls out. That was a lot of talk last year about Tom Allen's training in that way. That he was cutting up players for takeaways, but
and Wisconsin handed them the football game.
Yes, twice. Wisconsin did hand Jack Tuttle in Indiana the football game last year, but that won't happen this year because I don't think they're actually playing each other. Yeah, they're not. As always,
well, they might.
Now
if we're getting bold.
All right, if we're getting bold, let's end this show right now. All right, as always, on Wisconsin, we'll see you on Tuesday with none other than the return of Big Ten Ben. Big Ten Ben Stevens is here to talk about, I'm guaranteeing we'll talk about Indiana football, knowing Big Ten Ben. We'll talk about the Big Ten at large, and we'll talk about Wisconsin, Penn State in week one. We have to talk about Scott Frost and Brett Bielema. It's going to be a fun show.
The second most significant Ben on the Locked On Podcast family.